Puff, 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 crack. This is sometimes the final sound of the Pysanky process, when an egg can unfortunately break open during the last stage to create a Ukrainian Easter egg. Pysanky, spelled P-Y-S-A-N-K-A, is a Ukrainian word derived from the verb to write. Pysanky is the Ukrainian thousands-year tradition of decorating eggs. Examples of Pysanky-style decoration reach as far back as the 3rd millennium BC. The intricate and extremely colorful designs are not painted. The designs are actually created through a process of writing on the egg with beeswax, with a series of powerful natural dyes in between, similar to the traditional art form of batik. The designs are written in hot wax directly on the egg with a stylus. The wax covers the color that you have on the egg at the time and protects it from the next dye process. At the end, you heat up the egg and remove the wax to reveal all of the colors and designs, and finally, you blow out the egg. It's certainly a meditative process, focusing your attention on a small, delicate oval orb in your hand, making creative design decisions while being willing to adapt and embrace mistakes and incorporate them into your design, as there is no erasing. Once wax is applied, it cannot be removed. The image is forever. You must also be willing to allow your art form to be short-lived, as accidents do happen. Eggs do slip and drop, and then there is the final stage where an egg might not make it through the blowing out phase. Gracefully letting go and appreciating the moment is a lesson all Pysanky artists eventually learn. This art is a long-standing tradition in my family, me being half Ukrainian. There are pictures of me and my baby carrier at the kitchen table with my mother and father and grandparents during my first Easter, and is something that my Easter season is never complete without. There are some fascinating ancient legends attached to the art form. One hails from the part of the Ukraine where my family is from near the Carpathian Mountains, where it's believed that the fate of the world rests upon the lowly Pysanky. As long as this art form is practiced, our world will continue to exist. If the tradition is forgotten, evil in the form of a serpent who is chained to a cliff will overrun the world. Supposedly, the serpent releases his minions into the world every spring to count how many Pysanky have been created. If the number is low, the serpent's chains is loosened, and he can be freed to cause havoc. If the number of decorated eggs increases, his chain is tightened, keeping destruction at bay for yet another year. So, if you're looking for something new and exciting to celebrate the season with friends and family, this art form is a fun one to try. And heck, while you're at it, you just might be saving the world.